Virgin Radio 104.4 morning. It's Pretty
Malik. So pretty. Gossip. Powered by Emar Gift Card. Think outside the gift box with the Absolute Everything Gift Card. Buy online at emargiftcard.com.
What are you eating? What are you eating?
Fade Fit Kids.
You just put that in your mouth so you knew I'd mention it.
No, I did. I didn't want you to mention it.
They're available now.
Thanks, Rossi.
Available from my bag. You took my Fade Fit Kids.
Sorry. Are they on souk.com yet?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I haven't looked into it. Don't talk about the snacks now.
Okay, so let's talk about Shawn Mendes. I know, Chris, you don't care about this, but several people do, like me.
Girls love Shawn Mendes,
he's
huh?
He's such a cutie.
He looks 17.
I think he's going to be one of those guys who just doesn't age.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, so he and Hailey Bieber, then Baldwin, were like always seen together. Remember, we talked about this all the time. Are they together? Are they not together? They made their red carpet debut at the Met Gala. And they said, no, we're just friends. And then a month later, she got engaged to Justin.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, now Sean has acknowledged to Rolling Stone that they were actually more than friends. He said, quote, I don't even want to put a title on it. I think it was more of a zone of limbo. This sounds like the most heartbreaking quote ever.
What's that? Yeah.
And he says, I texted Hailey, congratulations. I really am happy for them. She's still one of the coolest people ever. But you can't control your heart.
So he loves her.
Like, I think she just left him for Bieber.
So, yeah, there he is, little Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
And Hailey's gone, sorry, I'm going to Justin Bieber.
Yes, I think that's what happened. That's really heartbreaking.
There we go, the Biebs.
She likes her Canadians.
Yeah, she does, right?
Yeah.
Finally, you get tattoos sometimes when you're a couple.
Yeah.
You get matching tattoos. However, this couple's broken up and decided to get matching breakup tattoos.
Now, I don't know if this was like legitimately they decided to do it, but it's happened. So Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, had loads of tattoos when they were together.
Oh, okay.
And then the cover-up process started. So back in October, Pete went and he had a tattoo on his ear. Remember when Ariana released Dangerous Woman? It was like the bunny ears?
Yes.
So he got that covered with a black heart. Then Ariana just recently was showing, like, we saw her hand, and she covered up Pete, which was on her finger, with a black heart. So now they have a matching black heart tattoo.
Why would you take his name into a black heart?
Like, she covered it.
I know, I don't know,
but it's just strange that they would have the same, like, you're trying to avoid all the tattoos you got together.
I agree. Never get tattoos, guys. Unless maybe you're married after like 5 years. You know, you've done
yeah, but my mum and dad, my dad decides to get a tattoo at 65.
Aw, that'd be
Did
cute.
He really?
No.
He should.
That'd be so cute.
That'd be cute. I like that. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Kid us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I learned this on the guitar yesterday. This is not me playing, but I learned it. Have a listen. It's so hard to play. For me. How good is that?
So good.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, 640.